Right. Just a short thing, really, I guess. But anyway, good morning, everyone. You all know, everybody knows Claire's my daughter. And when she was quite young, poor Claire, I always put her on the spot a bit, but when she was young, she used to say to me, "Mum, I've only got to look at your face and I know what you're thinking." She used to know if I was happy or sad or angry. But she used to know every little sort of crinkle on my face and how I reacted. So I want to tell you about a lady I met in America when we went a few years ago. And her name is Diana Green, and she's in her 80s now. But back in 1965, she went to Brazil with her husband and two small children. The youngest one was 9 months, and her little boy was 2. And they went as missionaries to Brazil to a tribe of Indians called the Podicot. And where they lived was in a very extremely remote part of Brazil. So you can imagine what the journey was like trying to get to their camp. It was very, very dangerous. And it took a long time. I think it was about 3 or 4 days or even 5 days to get there by canoe. And there were no roads. I don't know what it's like now because the Amazon's been a bit... I think they've had all the cutting down of trees and things there. But then it was very remote, very, very dangerous. And the tasks that she had to do when she was in Brazil with these Podicot Indians was to make a dictionary for them, because her and Harold had been to Wycliffe Bible College and they were translators, and they'd gone mainly as missionaries to preach the gospel to the Indians. But if you've ever been a missionary, you often find before you've even got there or before you can even say a word, you have to get to know the people really well, because they look at you and they want to know, are you really living what you say you're preaching? Anyway, she went out to make this dictionary for them, because the national language in Brazil, you probably know, is Portuguese, but they spoke Podicot, and as civilization was getting closer and closer to them, they had to know how to communicate with the people from outside. And she said making a dictionary was very, very difficult, because their words, they have hundreds and thousands of words, far more than we ever have in our language. It's very, very rich. And so I want to just read a little bit what she said. She said, "Making a dictionary was often a tedious and complicated task. Occasionally, though, we would encounter something quite profound. Once we needed a way to illustrate the word Hayavava." I think that's how you say it, Hayavava. "Something which means to see something in every detail." So to see something in every detail. She thought they didn't know how to go about this. They didn't know how to illustrate it to anyone. And then suddenly her Podicot Indian friend said, "We know, we have the sentence that will help." And they said the meaning is to see, a child has time to see every detail of his father's face. Because the Podicot Indians, the children, used to always touch. They were very tactile. They would touch people's faces, their father's face. They'd know every line on his face. So to see every detail of his father, their father's face. And as she was writing, she said, "It suddenly struck me that this was one way that we can be like little children towards our Heavenly Father, by taking enough time with him to seek out every detail of his face and his character." I'll read that again. "We can be like little children towards our Heavenly Father by taking enough time with him to seek out every detail of his face and character." And just like Claire knew every detail on my face, knew what I was thinking, knew how I'd react. That's how God wants us to be, to spend time with him, to just seek his face. We sing that little chorus, don't we? Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds in me. So I hope we can together just, you know, during the coming week, maybe just seek his face and find out the character, a little bit more of what God is really, really like, because he is misconstrued in so